إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, with regard to our continuing topic, the adab of learning, today I want to remind myself and you about the issue of attitude towards learning. So it's very important to when we approach learning, applies to all kinds of learning, but definitely to the learning of Islam, that we approach it with the right attitude. Now, what is the right attitude? It consists of several things. Firstly, the right attitude comes from appreciating the value of that learning. What is that ni'mah? Why are we learning? To appreciate that, to think about it, to reflect on it, to remind yourself that what is it that you are learning. You are learning about the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are learning the usul of deen, you are learning the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so on and so forth. So it is approach to learning by appreciating and realizing that while you could be doing many other things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to spend time in doing something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated above everything else. If you think about it, the only thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek for an increase is in ilm, in knowledge. Allah did not tell him to seek for an increase in size of family or in wealth or in power or authority. He taught him to teach increase. He taught him to ask for increase in ilm. Rabbi zidni ilman. O Allah, increase my knowledge, increase ilm. So therefore, it is in the knowledge of Islam and knowledge in general that has this status. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's famous hadith where he said that when a person goes out in search of knowledge, the malaika spread their wings under his feet. So he walks on the wings of malaika. And he said that all the creatures of the earth that Allah has created ask for forgiveness for that person. He said, including, and see the explanation, he said, all the creatures ask for forgiveness, including the fish in the oceans. So when we go in search of knowledge, when we go in search of learning, it's very important to remind ourselves that this is an endeavor, it is an activity which just the search itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah is not saying that this kind of thing will happen once you have attained so much of knowledge, once you have become an alim, you have qualified, or once you have become a mufti or whatever, or hafiz Quran. No, just the seeking of that knowledge alone, just going out in the search of the person has not even reached his ustad, he has not even reached the place where this knowledge is going to be to disburse from. He has not read a book, he has not done anything, he has just made the intention and he has taken some steps to go out in the search of knowledge. Already Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has started rewarding him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and reward, see the reward. I mean, malaika will spread their wings, you're walking on the wings of the malaika, ajib. So this is the importance of realizing the value of what you are doing, because if we understand the value of what we are doing, then it creates more shauk, it creates more desire to do that. So the value of this knowledge. Then, for example, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, with regard, again this is another hadith with regard to ilm, he said that a person who reads the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him 10 hasanat per letter of the Quran. Not 10 hasanat per word, per letter of the Quran. And to explain that further, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I do not say that alif, lam, meem is one letter. He said alif is one letter, lam is one letter, meem is one letter. So when a student is reading the Quran and he says alif, lam, meem, he already got 30 hasanat. He got 30 good deeds. Now what is the value of 30 hasanat? Let us understand what is the value of one hasana. One hasana is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. Because there will be people who will be begging for one deed, one single deed, one hasana. because their scales will be level and they will need that one deed to go into Jannah. That is the value of one hasana. One hasana is the difference between Jannah wal Jahannam. And that is what ilm gives us. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this. Then he also said that Allah gives one reward to the person who reads the Quran with ease. And if a person is struggling to learn to read the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a reward for reading and a reward for the struggle. Now, all of these things are relating to the attitude that one needs to have with regard to knowledge, with regard to seeking of ilm. And this attitude must be an attitude of appreciating the value of this thing. And when we appreciate the value of the thing, then automatically it means that we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu for opening his doors for us to gain this benefit. So that is the related part of this. And tomorrow we'll look at another aspect of attitude. But today, the issue of appreciating the value of what you have and of making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this thought, giving us this, this idea of searching for knowledge, giving us the ability to do it, and making this effort with great sincerity and with a great deal of appreciation for the value of that effort and with a great deal of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for enabling us to make this effort. So, inshallah, tomorrow we'll look at another aspect of it. For today, this is enough. So, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this sincerity in seeking of knowledge, to enable us to learn that which is beneficial and save us from that which is not beneficial. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make this dua and he used to say, "Oh Allah, give me ilman nafi'a, give me ilm which is beneficial and save me from ilm which has no value." A man came to a juggler came before Harun al-Rashid and he did his act and he was juggling and so on. And when he finished his juggling, Harun al-Rashid said, "Give him one gold piece and give him five lashes of the five, wax from the lash." So the man said, "I thought you will be happy. Why are you doing this?" He said, "The gold piece is for the effort you made, but the lashes is because you wasted your time doing this nonsense instead of spending time in learning something which was beneficial and useful." So today we have, converted useless learning and useless knowledge into various professions. May Allah forgive us. But anyway, therefore ask also for knowledge which is beneficial. So that's very important as far as the attitude towards knowledge is concerned, to have that sincerity and to be appreciative of the value of it, and therefore to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the ability and tawfiq to seek it. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.